Convo fan, what's going on, you guys? You guys already know what day it is, what time it is. It's Tuesday, March the 2nd. We are into a fresh month, you guys. And, of course, if you've seen the flyer, then you already know who's the guest on tonight. Angie Rose is in the building. And I'm brought to you by two hosts that are very lovely and very wonderful in their own way. Tavy, so waving in the building. Tavy, man, how you feeling tonight, sis?
I'm feeling good. I'm ready to get it.
Hey, let's get it. And, of course, yes. Marty the Greatest cannot be with us on tonight. He's actually in the hospital as we speak. So, Candy Cabo fam, definitely uplift your prayers for him on tonight. But we have a substitute who is stepping in for him in a glorious way, and her name is Glory Shalom. Glory, are you there, sis?
I am here. What's up? What's up?
Amen. Well, you guys know that it's Candid Convo time, and we're going to go ahead and get to the blast-off effect so we can get into the topics. And
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Angie Rose is in the building. Are you there, sis?
I'm here.
Hey, live and direct. I love it. How you feeling tonight, Angie?
I'm doing well. I'm having a good night. How about you guys?
I'm having a phenomenal
good.
Night.
Yes, a great night.
we kicked the show off with some exclusive music from a New Yorker herself, Faith Torres with Vanish. And she wrote that song because her father had recently passed. And because she's here in Ohio, she wasn't there to be with him. This past Saturday, the mother of my child, Christiana, her cousin had passed away from a blood clot. So we do want to uplift everyone that that is experiencing any amount of loss, whether from a job, from a loved one, or whatever tragedy that you have been through in 2020. We just want to let you guys know that Jesus is still the answer and God still reigns supreme. So definitely, God, just pray for every family member, everybody that's experiencing loss, that you will be their source, that you will be their strength, and that you will continue to be their God. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So, Angie, we know that you are a guest, and we do have some topics that we're going to cover on tonight that are fresh off the press within a week. And, Glory, if I'm not mistaken, you said that you wanted to kick the show off with the Golden Globe Chadwick Boseman wife speech. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, I did. So we know that the Golden Globes just passed recently, and the late Chadwick Boseman, he won a posthumous Golden Globe Award for actor in a drama motion picture for his role as Levi in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And his wife accepted the award on his behalf. So she got all emotional and tearing up, and she spoke about what she thought her husband would have said about winning the award and who he would have thanked and who had made a lasting impact on his career. So did you guys get a chance to check out that video?
Yes, definitely. It's an amazing video that almost made me cry. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really
Angie,
emotional.
What about you?
Did you get a chance to check out the video?
No, not yet. Okay, so I missed the Golden Globes. My bad. On my behalf, I was too busy with Tristan, my 4-year-old son. But for everyone who did not get a chance to experience it and hear what Taylor had said about the late Chadwick Boseman, we have a special clip on tonight. And then after this clip, we're going to get into some questions about Angie Rose, her testimony and her journey as a independent artist, as well as a female entrepreneur, and just doing the things that God has called her to do in her life. So here is Taylor with the late Chadwick Boseman speech from the Golden Globes. Check it out.
He would thank God. He would thank his parents. He would thank his ancestors for their guidance and their sacrifice. He would thank his incredible team, Michael Green, Azeem Sheba, Nikki Fioravante, Evelyn O'Neill, Chris Cuvane, Logan Coles. He would thank his team on set for this film, Deirdre Dixon, Sean Richards, Craig Anthony, and Andrew Carlone. He would say something beautiful, something inspiring, something that would amplify that little voice inside of all of us that tells you you can, that tells you to keep going, that calls you back to what you are meant to be doing at this moment in history. He would thank Mr. George C. Wolfe, Mr. Denzel Washington, lots of people at Netflix. He would thank Ms. Viola Davis, Mr. Glenn Turman, Mr. Michael Potts, Mr. Coleman Domingo, Ms. Taylor Page, Mr. Dusan Brown. And I don't have his words, but we have to take all the moments to celebrate those we love. So thank you, HSPA, for this opportunity to do exactly that. And hon, you keep them coming. Thank you.
Hey, man, you guys, Taylor gave a beautiful speech. If you looked at the video, she was on the verge of tears. Tavy, the girl had me crying at work. You hear me?
Wow.
Very hard.
Oh, my gosh. It was. Just looking at it, like, I mean, just hearing it again, because as I was looking at the video, I'm like, man, that's tough. That's really tough to, like, you know, you're trying to hold it in, but it's like you can't, you know. Like, for example, you know, I tried to hold in, you know, about my mom, so it's been a couple of years, you know, but it's still, like, it's almost still fresh, like it's still there, you know, and I get teary-eyed just thinking about it. Even when someone else is talking about their loved one, so it's just sad. Like,
wow.
You know, like, really, like, I still get that. So, and that's something that she has to deal with for the rest of her life, you know.
And, yeah.
I have to, you know, continue to keep her in prayers, especially, you know, their family, because I know that it's really tough to even stand and, you know, be in front of a lot of people or even virtually, you know, and tell the world, like, about her husband, you know, who was once here in the flesh, but now is in the spirit. But, you know, mm-hmm. he lives on, you know. So.
Amen. Angie, what did you think about Taylor's speech?
I couldn't agree more with, I'm sorry, I don't know who just spoke. I'm so sorry. I'm still learning the voices. But everything that you said, I mean, is 100% correct. I lost my second mom. I call her my second mom because I have, you know, my mother. But she, you know, raised me. That was a Puerto Rican woman that grew up in my, you know, we were here. We were raised together. And just to hear her pain, it's hard, but it's beautiful, you know, just to see the strength. And to be honest, in a beautiful black woman, like, being able to be there and saying what she had to say for her husband.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, Angie, if I'm not mistaken, you are from the Bronx, New York, right?
Yes, sir.
So can you tell us, like how did you know that, like, music was your calling?
Man, I didn't. and if I'm honest, I think there's some days that I wake up and I still ask myself. But the truth is I love music. I grew up in church, and it was a small church, and they didn't have, like, a piano player, and they didn't have the drummer, but they had a bunch of singers, and I was like, man, it would sound a lot better if somebody was, you know, joining them. So I did that for a little bit. I started to learn piano to just kind of support. I started to learn drums to support, and then I just realized that I was happier doing those things. And my big brother rapped, and I realized that I had a lot of fun sitting down with a notebook, you know, by his feet. I didn't know that it could be a thing. My parents are Puerto Rican. They wanted me to be a lawyer. You know, they were like, you have such a smart mouth. Like, you better go win some cases and stuff. But honestly, really just kept showing himself faithful in that area. I wanted it. But again, it wasn't what I was convinced or what we believed was possible. But God just kept showing me. My whole childhood, I was able to sing in Carnegie Hall at 13. As I got older, different opportunities happened. Even when I was, like, in the world, I would be working or something in a club, and I didn't know where we're rapping, and the whole club would form, you know, circles, and just, I think, got me back and really wrapped his arms around me. He just kept opening those doors, and I was like, you know what, let me just follow this. Let me be faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you do have a recent project that was just released January 15th, if I'm not mistaken, 2021.
Yeah.
And we got a few of your songs in queue. So can you tell us what was the inspiration behind your song called Angels on your latest project?
Yeah. Okay. Boom. All right, so nobody knows, obviously, but if that song was actually, it started off with the sample from the Fugees, Ready or Not. Which is why I say this is a song that made me want to rap. In the beginning of that song, we just couldn't get the sample cleared. But really, that's what happened. I walked into the studio and we played that. And I, if I'm honest, I was just dealing with life, right? The world shut down. You know, friends that I thought that were my closest friends or whatever, those relationships started to go through, you know, what they go through, what life does. And I started to believe in what God said more. I started to believe that no matter what I dealt with, I wasn't alone. And I remembered that he said that there was angels around me. I remembered that he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. And those things just, that became the inspiration in that moment. I was in the studio and boom. And then the second verse, honestly, I wrote like 2 years ago. And it was just the first time that I felt like I could use it.
And so I did.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. Glory Shalom, are you ready to get into this track titled Angels by our guest Angie Rose?
I am ready. Let's go. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, without any further ado, here's Angie Rose with Angels. Check it out.
Yeah. Tell him to throw the rose on the beat and the thing gone. It's the song that made me want to rap. Yeah, I dropped the pen, now I'm on the mat. Now it's hot, now I'm playing in the Lincoln Town Cup. The police sending on my top. Mug shot wasn't in the plan. I'm like, who is that? I'm the artist, but it's God that done drew me back. If you got a question, come and ask me. Actually, if you ain't got the drive, get you up in the backseat. Say loud, I want you, give me that peace. Head up, don't ever fall in these streets. Heard you looking for me where you found me, ay, and expect to see these angels all around me, ay. Say loud, I want you, give me that peace. Head up, don't ever fall in these streets. Heard you looking for me where you found me, ay, and expect to see these angels all around me. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got these angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. Squad, load them up. Kiss them up to God while you fold them up. Call the squad, load them up. Kiss them up to God while you throw them up. I'm from that boogie down BX, never end direct. I'm a straight shooter, I never lose to a dude that's ice. Nothing to say, then I just rather stay quiet. Greatest point I ever made was saved by my silence. So, silence that tough talk, talking on your keyboard. Never get your vision, so you fishes learn to see more. Fish inside the sea, more. Kinda interesting, but people say they hear me all day. Never listening. Greatest difference between those who want and those who achieve is that the ones who really want it never sleep on their dreams. Fair warning, I stay on my grind. It'll definitely cost a lot for you to pay me no mind. Say loud, I want you, give me that peace. Head up, don't ever fall in these streets. Heard you looking for me where you found me, ay, and expect to see these angels all around. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got these angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. Riding doing 90 with my windows down. Tell the devil get behind me while I ride around. Ain't no Judas at my table, but we getting bread. Bloodstained wine got me tripping red. Riding through a 90 with my windows down. Tell the devil get behind me while I ride around. Ain't no Judas at my table, but we getting bread. Bloodstained wine got me tripping red. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah. I got these angels all around me, yeah. I got angels all around me, yeah.
Hi, it's Rosalyn with Rosalyn Smith Counseling. And I am excited to share a couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Rosalyn Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
Amen. You guys, we want to give a big shout-out to our sponsor on tonight, Ms. Rosalyn Smith Counseling. You can check out her website and her link in the description of this show. Our guest tonight is Angie Rose, and we just heard Angels off of her newest project that dropped January 2021, Glory Shalom. What's your thoughts about the song?
That song was amazing. I do have a question for Angie. Are you planning to release a music video for that song?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. As I was like listening here with you guys, I was like envisioning like an idea in my head now. It's hard, man. I'm the type of artist that would want to do a video for every track because I'm very visual, like when I'm writing. So yeah, to me that's a standout. But you know, being signed, everybody got to weigh in on everything.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Can't wait to see it if you do.
Thanks.
Amen. Well, I'm looking forward to it because, you know, I'm already subscribed to the YouTube channel, so I got my notifications all queued up. So whenever you drop it, I'm going to be the first one to see it. I'm willing to miss sleep to make sure that I watch it first.
I'm grateful, man. Thank you, for real.
Well, you're welcome. I'll be listening. So cool. I'll be looking into it as well. So I'm just ready for it to drop, you know. Because I love it. It's hot. It's fire. Like,
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
Amen. So, Gloria, what's our second topic tonight?
All right. So, our second topic for tonight is Kobe Bryant, childhood basketball hoop sells for $37,200. So, basically, childhood hoop was attached to his childhood home in Pennsylvania was just auctioned off at the Heritage Auctions for $37,200. And apparently, this was the hoop that Kobe used to help perfect his legendary jump shot. Tavy, what do you think about this being auctioned off for $37,200?
Wow. Like, that's a lot of money. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm cheap, but that is a lot of money. Like, somebody really had to save that up unless they got big bank. I mean, you know, the auctions are going to go high, you know. It may not stay at the same amount. It may go up, you know. And, you know, they always throwing out numbers or so. And some people might be the highest bidder. Wow. And that's amazing to know that it's a childhood hoop, like a hoop that you have played it's so long, you know, to learn and, you know, and it helped you half of the way to, you know, to want to get to where you need to be at. Like, that's amazing. Somebody would really be lucky. Yeah.
So, Angie, what do you think about that?
No, I agree completely. That's a lot of money. It makes me wonder immediately, like, if they did something with it, like, is there you know, a goal or intention behind that. That was my first thought. Like, I'm like, did anything happen? Did they, like, help somebody or donate to, like, youth funds or anything like that?
Yeah.
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Well, I'll dodge.
So at least that's a great question. Think about that price.
Lisa, what I think about it?
$1,000 is a
lot.
That's a lot of money. Again, like Tavy said, just piggybacking off of what she said, yeah, they had to, like, have that, like, stashed away somewhere in their savings account, in a shoebox somewhere or something. and apparently they rose up to the right occasion at the right time, and apparently they wanted Kobe's hoop. And we don't know what they're going to do with the money. We don't know what they're going to do with the hoop, maybe donate it to, you know, like a Boys and Girls Club or something. But that's a lot of money for one hoop.
For real.
Amen. So the next topic at hand is, of course, the third topic of the night is streaming services made up 83% of music industry's revenue in 2020. Now, Angie, you being our guest and you being an independent artist as well, what does this mean to you? 83%, because we all know in 2020 it wasn't that many concerts, which means that it wasn't that much traveling, which means that people weren't buying merch or having concerts. And virtual concerts are too expensive and too, you know, inadequate, and people, like, not following through with the dates and technical difficulties. So it wasn't that many virtual concerts as well. So what does 83% of music industry streaming services, what does that look like as an independent artist? Do you have to, like, get out there and, like, make sure that your music is heard on all platforms. With you being an independent artist, is this a good? Is this a bad look? What's your opinion about the streaming services?
It's a heavy idea, right? Yeah, it's a heavy idea. The benefit is that you're getting, you know, your sound out to so many people. The downside is you're getting, like, none of the money. You're getting, like, a cent. Not even a cent per, like, play. It's pros and cons. It's pros and cons all over. That's what I'm saying. It's been a weird year.
Yeah, I agree.
It's been wild. I don't know. I don't have much. I mean, I don't like that. I wish that, you know, we had our shows. I wish that we were interacting with the people. Everything really took a hit. But I think, you know, one of the best things that we got here is being able to roll with the punches. And that's what I'm attempting to do. I try not to focus too much on what I don't like. Because if I did, man, I'd be here for 3 hours telling you all the things that are hard. But, yeah, I'm just like, I just try to think forward. Not a fan, though.
Hey, man, everybody's an artist tonight, except for me. Gloria is an independent artist out of Miami, and Taylor, you're an independent artist out of Fort Myers, Florida. Shout out to Fort Myers. Right. I'm the only one that's not an artist, but I do know that, to piggyback off of what Angie said, that, yeah, when it comes to these streaming services, of course, everybody at the end of the year, everybody is posting their Spotify streams and what countries they've been heard in. All that good stuff, but like Angie said, you're not making a dime back
at all.
So, Taylor, what are your thoughts about the streaming services making up 83% of music industry's revenue?
You said Tavy. Well, yeah, what I think about this, like Angie was saying, there are pros and cons to this. And, I think we should get something out of it, you know. I only started in 2019, okay. But still, like, even when I checked it, you know, through the DistroKid or so, it was, like, kind of less, even though I was getting a lot of streams or so, and it went a little higher. Almost that song. I only had 3 songs out, but I just felt like even if it's, you know, reaching these other countries or so like that, like I've seen on there, still, even with the ones who already been out there like Angie, so, you know, they should be able to still get a lot more than, you know, what they're getting. Like, that is just not fair, you know. But, yeah, you know, you're able to get your song out there, you're able to perform. So I haven't performed yet, but, you know, I was just preparing myself. So I have a long way to go. But for others out there who's, you know, who's already been out there, who's already been on the road, performing, doing all that way before this, you know, I feel like they deserve more, you know, than what they're getting out of this, like. Plus, you're putting into it. So that's how I feel about that one.
Everybody's putting into it. I'm pretty sure every independent artist has streamed or converted some kind of YouTube beat, and they made their own lyrics to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe everybody, if you are putting your money behind the producer, behind the cover art, behind all that other stuff, I think that you should get a more percentage other than just pennies to a dollar when it comes to your song being played on these streaming services. That's just me. Gloria, what are your thoughts?
Man, I mean, I did take a look at the article, and they were saying that most of it was due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So my thoughts on it, I know everybody is struggling right now, especially those artists that were getting most of their revenue from touring and stuff like that. So praying that we get out of this COVID thing as soon as possible so we can get on the road. So that's pretty much what the gist of the article was saying. It was due to the COVID pandemic. So I'm just praying that we get out of this as soon as possible, get moving, pressing forward.
Amen. So with the third topic out of the way, Angie, I got to ask you, what made you want to be a guest on Candid Convo on tonight?
Well, we've been chatting for a long while. I'm just happy that I've been wanting to be a guest on the show. I'm grateful that it finally worked out. I mean, I've been from jump, to be honest. You've been an amazing support. We've been chatting in messages and in comments for a while. I've just been ready. I'm grateful.
I'm humbled. That touches a special part of my heart. I've been a fan since 2013, no lie, Angie, since Unstoppable music video came out, the project came out, the Sips Coffee joint came out. Man, I've been a loyal supporter. I got on my Angie Rose t-shirt, the Lazarus t-shirt with the typography on the back. I've been a fan for a long time, and I love your music, and I'm just honored, and I'm glad that you just want to just grace us with your presence on tonight.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Real talk, but that warms my heart. You're naming the throwback stuff, so that's like different.
Hey man, when I wanted to buy the jersey that you had on your website, it was unavailable, so I got the next best thing.
I'm sorry. Yo, that thing, merch is hard. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
I'm grateful I was able to get you, you know, the coffee one.
Definitely grateful. Tavy, are you ready for some more music?
Hit me. I'm ready. Just blow me out the water already.
So, Angie, the next song that we have in queue off of your project is titled Pain in My Eyes. And what was the inspiration behind this song?
Plain and simple, man. Pain in my eyes. I mean, this project has a lot of that. A lot of people are calling it, like, motivational, and I'm, like, so blessed by that. But if I'm honest, it's, like, it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of pain in there. And that song, I think that's the one that just spoke directly to it. Initially, we wanted to call it Columbine, and everybody, you know, was afraid of that. But for me, it was like, man, this is what we're feeling. You know, people, it's a hard time in the world. And it mm-hmm. feels like one of the worst stories that I've heard. And one of the worst stories that I heard was, you know, the Columbine murders. And, you know, I just spoke directly to it. I wanted to be honest. I want to be honest. That's, like, my goal, especially now. I think this whole pandemic has produced in me just a more transparent. I like to feel like I'm transparent all the time. I think we all do.
I
think it's, like, finally the mirror's up, and I'm like, yo, this is really what it looks like. This is really what I feel. God is still with me. Yeah.
Got to.
Amen. Well, without any further ado, mm-hmm. Angie, can you introduce us to your song?
What's good? It's your girl, Angie Rose, and this is my song, Pain Inside My Eyes. I hope you enjoy it.
Yo. Yeah. I got the drive. They see the ambition. Blood in my eyes. I gave him the vision. I done played all the cards I was dealt. Talked to God and I did what I felt. I took a flight to my island. I was there feeding the people. I brought the church to the body. They told me I needed a staple. I held a funeral on the left side of a broken mountain. Cried with the thousand, performed for the one, and then asked who really counted. Gave him my heart while sharing my soul. They ain't wanted, I dipped it in gold. Went pop chick, then I dropped his. Now I brought it back to this rose. I ain't trying to be your pastor, man. I'm trying to be your friend. It's struggles that I'm mastering. I share them when I can, not when I win. I'm praying that you wanna win too. Open the door. Watch how you feel when you get through. Win. I'm praying that you wanna win too. Open the door. Watch how you feel when you get through. Aye.
Pain inside my eyes. Screaming bloody murder, Columbine. Praying I survive. I know that forever I'm alive. How could you think you could take me from the most high? Can't separate me from what don't die. How could you think you could take me from the most high? Can't separate me from what don't die.
Yo.
Don't preach to me, can't speak to me. Maybe just listen. I try to be close, but there's like a reason for distance. I be tension in your tone. Respect this, cause I'm grown. I'm trying my best to give you my best, but lately I feel so alone. You gave me stress, but you could've blessed, and that's not the path that you chose. Now you upset, cause I'm hella blessed, and you took a different role. But I drew a map and left them text. I'm hoping you find it. It's giving a track, stay it right back, and I pray to God you remind it. Aye.
Pain inside my eyes. Screaming bloody murder, Columbine.
praying I survive. I know that forever I'm alive. I could just beg you could take me from the most high. Can't separate me from what don't die. I could just beg you could take me from the most high. Can't separate me from what don't die. Yo. If I'm finna die, then I'm dying like the faithful. Look up to the sky, show God that I'm grateful. If I'm finna die, then I'm dying like the faithful. Look up to the sky, show God that I'm grateful.
Impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com. And let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
And that Pain in My Ass track, you guys, by Angie Rose, man, that touched a special place in my heart as well. So wavy with Glory Shalom.
Yes.
And our guest tonight is the one, the only, the legendary Miss Angie Rose is in the building. Somebody make some noise for Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited. Can y'all tell I'm excited?
Because
I'm excited.
Yep.
So, Glory has a special question that she wants to ask Angie. So, Glory, I'm going to give you the floor.
Yes. So, Miss Angie, could you tell us what was the process like getting signed to Capitol Records? And what were some of the steps that you took to get signed?
I'm no good at these questions because I have no idea, man. I don't know how I do, like, if I'm, I don't know how I do any of it. I don't know how any of it happens. I don't even know how I started making music, right? Like, I could just tell you the story of what happened, but I don't know why that would happen, right? Like, to even do music, I ended up I wanted God again, right? And I was like, oh, I love God. Let me go to a Christian college. And I ended up rapping in a room. And then I ended up, you know, everybody said, oh, that's the girl that can like rap. And so then I did a little talent show. And then a friend asked me to do a feature. I end up in a studio. They send me a bunch of beats. All of a sudden, I'm like a rapper. I'm like, wow, okay. So then I start taking it serious. I write Unstoppable, the first one. And I just, you know, I keep writing all these other songs. I'm, like, rapping on Instagram and on YouTube over beats. Literally, I having no idea. Still to this day, having, like, I'm doing the same thing. And then one day in that pattern of life, I got a DM on Twitter from an A&R at Capitol. And I didn't believe him. I was like, whatever. You're just another one of these people, like, lying. until Marty texted me. And he's like, no, Angie, that's my A&R. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that was like a week ago. Oh my God. So then I go back to Twitter and I'm like, yo, hey, hi, I love music, I love Jesus, what's up? And literally, I mean, the story gets weird because, like, in the process of that conversation, my second mom passed away. She passed away March 20th, 2 years ago. And I'm like literally getting these DMs and all this stuff. And so my heart's broken and simultaneously, like, really excited. And I don't know, literally they it was real again. So they flew me out, and my heart is broken and I'm performing and I'm trying not to cry, and I'm doing demos and all this stuff, and God just kept, you know, pushing it through. What's wild to me is the first contract that I signed, you know, when I was in college, I remember they showed me a video of NF. Like, and this is like years, like, what did he say, 2013? So I'm like this, you know, this little college kid, I'm looking at this video of NF, and I said like a silent prayer, but for some reason I never forgot it. Well, not for some reason, obviously. But I was like, God, if I ever was to do this and to get signed to, like, a Christian label, or to get signed to a label, I would want to get signed to the label that's behind him. Lo and behold, the exact A&R that's my A&R to this day is NF's A&R. So God really heard me and took me under that wing. And I think I'm just truly grateful because I got to see a lot in this industry. And it's not fun, you know. It's not like, there's so much danger, if I'm honest. There's so much disrespect, especially for, like, females. But to be able to have a team that could understand that I didn't want to just be in the church, but I didn't want to alienate the church, it's been the biggest blessing in the world. But yeah, that's I have no secret sauce. I got a DM one day, and we showed up.
That's awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the convo. I'm enjoying the topics. Angie, are you having fun on tonight?
Absolutely. This is lit.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm humble. And we all are honored, again, that you grace us with your presence. Tavy, our fourth topic on tonight, of course, because Friday is coming up, which will be March 5th, and Raya and the Last Dragon is being released on Disney Plus. As early access, and you could catch the movie in theaters. Now, I know in certain states that the theaters are not open, but Octavia, Tavy So Wavy, have you seen the trailer to Raya and the Last Dragon?
Yes, it's a great trailer, actually. I don't know if it's going to top, you know, the Mortal Kombat one, but as a, like a Disney type of movie, yes, it's nice. It really is. I like it. I would love to even take my sister them to go to see it. I'm definitely going, you know, check it out even more to see the whole movie and get the feel of it and what it's all about, which we know a little bit about what it's all about.
I'm excited to see it. Okay. I might have to even, like because I know on Disney Plus, you could actually do, like, group watches. So, Angie, maybe if you're not busy on Friday night, maybe we could do, like, a group watch, Candy Convo edition, and maybe we all could watch it at the same time.
Oh, that would be so dope. No. Oh, my gosh. Yes, got to. We got to. Come on with it. Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for this movie. Angie, have you seen the trailer to Raya and the Last Dragon?
I have not. I've not even heard the name, I'm not going to lie. I'm super, like, off on these things.
So the trailer came out about 2 weeks ago, sometime before Mortal Kombat did. If you are following Mortal Kombat, it is an animated video, animated movie that I can't remember who it's by. Anyway, continuing on. The fight scene in the movie, the young lady, Raya, is she's kind of like a ninja or something, and she, like, sets off on this journey to find this last dragon, which is going to bring her community of people, her village, hope. And apparently this dragon has some kind of special powers to unite the people, blah, blah, blah. Eastern Asian culture, I'm all for that. And plus, I love karate movies, and you can keep up with the karate fighting scene. So I am amped and I am pumped, and literally, no cap, in 2 days, on YouTube, this trailer had over 1 million views. So, apparently, the world is looking for this movie to drop because they love the trailer. Anyway, Candy Combo fam, if you have not seen the trailer, you're doing yourself a disservice. It drops this Friday, and I believe it comes out in theaters on Thursday night. So if you are, like, kind of like you want to get, like, the movie theater by yourself, like me, I don't want to be around a lot of people. I want to scream and jump as loud as I want to in the movie theater. So if you are one of those people, you definitely want to go on Thursday nights and check out the local listings and the showtimes at whatever theater is close to you, or you could pay the early access fee if you have Disney Plus already. But Glory, are you excited? Have you seen this trailer? What are your thoughts?
So I am excited. I have not seen the trailer, but just from hearing you guys talk about it, I'm getting like a Mulan vibe. So I'm excited to check it out. I love Disney movies. They have some singing. So definitely. So karate, singing, I'm all for Disney.
Well, it's family oriented. And, you know, Tristan is 4 years old, so I'm looking for everything comedy, everything family-oriented, and nothing's more family-oriented right now than Raya and the Last Dragon, which drops this Friday on Disney Plus and at your local theater. So we're going to keep it moving. We got about 13 minutes before the end of the show. And, Angie, you have another song in queue that we have titled Not a Monster, which I believe was the very first song that you released to, you know, build up the anticipation to your project, which you released in January. So can you tell us what was the inspiration behind Not a Monster?
Well, okay, so let me tell you the truth. That song, when I first started writing it, was not called Not a Monster. I was definitely on some I'm a monster, I'm a beast. And then God was like, word? And I was like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just playing. So, but I just really wanted to rap. And I was also, like I said, the pandemic. Like, you can hear a lot of the pandemic stress in this album, in this EP, if you're really paying attention. But for this one, again, he played that beat. And I was like, and immediately I went to, like, Nicki and Monster. Like, to me, that's just one of the tightest verses in hip-hop. Like she just smashed that. And I was like, yo, like, I just want to rap. Like, I just want to rap like that. And that's it, literally. And I was like, how do I give God the glory and still just get this rap out? And then Not a Monster happens.
Amen. Now, who's the producer on Not a Monster? Is it the same
one producer for the entire project. Thank you, Jesus. Like, that was godsend, too. His name is Chris Ligio. And what's amazing is, like, I've found new friends. And that's, again, just, like, glory to God, man. I was very sad, and I was trying to make all this music in my house, but I am no engineer, bruh. So, like, I was, like, ready to throw my laptop every single day. Like, and then, you know, God just aligned me with this producer. His name is Chris Ligio, and his wife's name is Kat. And they just really, you know, we clicked, man, and we ended up making these 7 projects, and his wife ended up being an amazing, like, creative, and she helped us do these videos. Her name is Kat, and yeah, that's La Familia now. But that's the whole 7 projects is all my dudes. 7 songs.
Amen. Well, I'm looking forward to it, Candy Combo fam. If you have not checked out the Angie Rose Not a Monster track or lyric video, you're doing yourself a disservice, but we're going to help you out tonight. Here is Angie Rose with Not a Monster. Check it out.
Not a monster, not a beast, but if I flex, hey, oh, sheesh. I dive in the valley of the shadow of death. While I'm in me, ain't nobody left to impress. I pull out kicking up dust. Where I'm from, you putting that work. Only in God do I trust. But they want the rolls in the dirt, coughing. I pray they ain't catching the virus. I wash my hands of they nonsense. They got me moving like pilot. I could flex on the track till I pull the muzzle. Calling all my dogs to pull off the muzzle. When I pull up on your block, know my circle's there. Was a stand up though. You need a chair. I ain't heir in the throne, but I am the heir to the throne. I'm father the king, my savior, lawyer. And I just became your player. Throw that cash back in my cash app. I'm on the block and handing out packs. You more like hazmat, you mad whack. Your opinion never been fact. Not a monster, not a beast. But if I flex, hey, oh sheesh. I dive in the valley of the shadow of death. While I'm out of me, ain't nobody left to impress. I'm not a monster. Hey, I'm not a monster. Ooh-wee. My mind move a mile a minute. My kind never came with a limit. People circle, I don't hang with squares. They triangles, I disappear. I got a plan, I'm investing like stock. Gave me the key and I got it on lock. My mama told me to give it to God. Got a career and I gave him a job. Came in the bottom,
Now I'm big waves on the top. Climbing the mountain, I got my hand on the rock. Came from the bottom, and now I make waves on the top. Climbing the mountain, and I give it straight to the rock. Not a monster, not a beast, but if I flex, hey, oh sheesh. I dive in the valley of the shadow of death. While it's high, baby, ain't nobody left to impress. I'm not a monster.
Gentlemen, Candy Convo fam, there was Angie Rose, who is our guest tonight with Not a Monster. And again, I do want to thank our sponsors on tonight, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomSheet.com and Eve's Garden, which is where you can find health and wellness tips to better your immune system. And you can follow Alexis Johnson at _Eve's Garden on Instagram and inbox her for more information. Angie, are you still there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Amen. Well, I'm loving your music, sis, as you already know. And the listeners are loving the music. I wish you could see my inbox blowing up right now. But we're going to get to our last topic of the night, which, of course, I just put it in the chat. This past weekend, there was this guy. I can't remember the church. But this guy had a failed suicide attempt in the church's parking lot. And instead of killing himself, he came into the service. Now, it's not a clip online, but I saw this picture, and from the Candy Cabo chat, Gloria Shalom and Taylor, you guys could see that the guy was a mess because he's crying. You can see the big, what do they call those earrings in his ear?
I don't know. I can't remember but what it's they like call an old shape, round shape. I forgot what it is, but they use it in a different country.
That was a mess. And I'm glad that he turned his life over to Christ in the middle of the sermon. And Angie, I got to ask you, how important is salvation or pushing salvation in your lyrics?
Like, I'm trying to figure out the right way to word it because it's of the utmost importance. I think where I end up with, like, maybe a speed bump in my answers, sometimes the message is hard, right? Like, how do we ensure that we're doing that, right? For me, one of the lines that I felt strongly about was, you know, it's simple, but it said, "Win." I'm praying if you want to win too, open the door and watch how you feel when you get through. And to me, that's all my music can do. I'm praying that I can lead you to the door. I'm praying that I can lead you to the way, because I'm not the way, but I'm praying that there would be anointing, and not to overly spiritualize it, but it's like sometimes it's just that simple. It's like, man, God, would you just anoint the tones? Would you anoint the vocal cords and align the lyric to that?
Amen. Well, that was a phenomenal answer. I believe now in 2021, with the government having its own agenda, with child care being, you know, stagnant, being affected, of course, by the pandemic. Everything and everybody is affected by the pandemic from last year all the way up until now, from the vaccine to the deaths, whatever the case may be, and things are changing. Whether we want to admit it or not, whether we are watching the news or not, things are changing. But one thing that doesn't change is his name is Jesus. And the Bible tells us that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So with that being said, he holds the answers to the pandemic. He holds the answers to the vaccine, to the diseases, to the tragedies of life, to the ups and downs of life. He holds all of that in his hand. So I know that he doesn't change. Even when the world changes, Jesus stays the same. So I'm glad that this man, it doesn't mention his age, it doesn't mention where he's from, it doesn't mention like his upbringing or anything like that. But he, again, like I said, he had a failed suicide attempt in the church's parking lot. And instead of killing himself, he walked into the church and he accepted Christ. and the pastor or the evangelist gave him a hug. If you haven't seen the picture, then I can send it to you. And again, heaven is rejoicing. We should rejoice with him over every soul, over every person that comes into the kingdom. So I'm glad that we had a chance to share that on Candy Convos. Angie, what were you saying?
Amen.
Amen. Well, it is, unfortunately, the end of the show. Angie, have you enjoyed yourself tonight?
Absolutely. This is amazing. Thank you. Thought-provoking conversation. It was fun. Absolutely.
Amen. Well, Candy Convo fam, you guys know that we do this every Tuesday. Fresh topics, fresh music, new playlists. And, again, Angie is our first guest of the month of March. And, yeah, we do this every Tuesday. We just want to laugh, present topics that the news are not covering, from black excellence to music news to, you know, I'm a Lamborghini fan, supercar news. Some people like wrestling. We cover wrestling topics and so forth.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We just put the topics out there, and we have a lot of fun. And, again, we just give perspectives and play music. Amen. So, Angie, with it being the end of the show, can you give us your social media information and how people can get a hold of you and your projects online?
Absolutely. It's Angie Rose Music with a K. So, Angie Rose, M-U-S-I-K. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. That's on everything. If you go to Spotify or YouTube, it's just Angie Rose like the flower. That's it. Angie Rose. Simple.
Amen. Is there any shout-outs you want to give on tonight before we end the show?
Shout out to God, real talk, for being so faithful when we are not. Shout out to you guys for the invitation. Shout out to all the women on this month, all them unstoppable women out here. Also, shout out to the men that support us. yeah, that's it, man. Shout out La Familia one time.
Amen. And Tavisa Wavy, any last remarks, and what is your social media information for people to contact you as well?
Okay, so yeah, my social media, you can hit me up on at Tavisa Wavy on Instagram. Also, the official Tavy on Twitter. Also, I have just my Tavy artist page on Facebook, which I'm also have another one, Octavia Jordan, which is my networking page. Just for business-wise. So, yeah, you can hit me up on there. And also, I want to say I hope everybody enjoyed the Candy Convo show. And, yes, we have an amazing guest, Miss Angie Rose. Very amazing. And I'm glad we got to speak with you. And also, I'm just thankful for everybody that tuned in. And I just pray that everybody had a great night and had a great day as well. And like I always say, you know, just keep praying, keep pushing. Don't let nothing stop you. Also, your health is very important, and I can't stress that enough. All right, so you always just keep that up, you know, and keep on tuning in. And I love you all.
Amen. Glory, what is your social media information for people to get in contact with you as well?
All right, so you guys know I was a guest host tonight, so I want to thank you, Candid Convos, for having me tonight. But if you guys want to connect with me, you can find me anywhere, everywhere at Glory Shalom. That's on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Glory Shalom.
Amen, you guys, and I do want to give you guys a praise report. We mentioned at the beginning of the segment of the show that Marty the Greatest, who is the host on Candid Convos, he is released from the hospital, so thank God for that.
Amen.
And that praise report.
Amen.
And hopefully he's at home getting some rest. He did text me. He actually listened to the show. And again, we just want to thank all of you guys for listening live. I am KS the Legend. I am the host of the KS Radio Show. You can follow me everywhere online. That's Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. And definitely, if you enjoyed this show with Angie Rose as our guest and you enjoy her music, definitely inbox us, let us know, give us a review. And hopefully, later on in the year, maybe we can bring Angie back. Never know. Never know what she has cooking up. So definitely follow her everywhere online at Angie Rose Music. That's M-U-S-I-K, not M-U-S-I-C. Definitely follow her. Follow everybody that participated on tonight. I want to give a big shout-out to my mom that listened live, as well as Marty the Greatest, as well as the homie Street from Rare Raps. He has a show that comes on as well on Friday nights where he does interviews as well. But you guys, we're going to go ahead and close the show out with a brand new song by my homie Todd Clanton titled Give God All the Praise. So we want to give God all the praise this week. Have a safe week. And again, thank you, Angie, for stopping by tonight. And hopefully you can come back later on.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you, guys. Bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. You have a safe night. We're going to go ahead and get into this last track of the night by the homie Todd Clanton. Without any further ado, you guys be blessed. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Let's get it.
My failures, all my circumstances.